This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, guiding neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of guidance or guiding neighbors when they are in need. According to the Islamic teachings, we see that where it is emphasized to have relations with the neighbors, a good relation, and to be connected with the neighbors and to look after their rights. One of the rights of the neighbors is whenever they're in need and they need guidance, we must provide that guidance. If they're in need of any advice, we must go and advise them if we are capable of advising. Therefore, those who are capable of advising, those who have special kind of specialization in a specific topic, and if the neighbors need any information in that topic or in that subject, it is necessary upon that person that he must help their neighbors. And that's why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he also refers that وَهِدَايَتِي مُسْتَرْشِدِهِمْ. And whenever they have a question, you must guide them. When they need guidance, you must guide them, if you know that. And this is important because we see that, unfortunately, because of the lifestyle that we have, people do not know each other. And even if they know each other, they just know each other on a basic level, but they do not know each other in depth. Therefore, it is necessary to communicate with the people. It is necessary to socialize at least with the neighbors so that we know what they are doing. We sometimes don't know even what our neighbors are doing, and we are unaware of their profession, unaware of their education, unaware of their needs. And this is necessary that being Muslim, we must take care of our neighbors, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of guidance and guiding the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to know our neighbors and have a good relation with the neighbors so that we know their needs and we can help them. Therefore, in the Islam, it is necessary that the guidance must be provided to the neighbors. The advice must be provided to the neighbors. Maybe our neighbors are in need. They don't need our money. They don't need any other kind of help. But obviously, they might need our professional advice. And if I am a profession in a specific field, I must provide advice for them. Maybe in our neighbors, or maybe I am a lawyer, and I can help my neighbors free of cost. It is not necessary to just charge from everyone. I cannot charge from my own kids, from my family. Therefore, the neighbors are also somehow family members. Therefore, if I am a lawyer, I can provide them free advice. If I'm a doctor, I can provide a free advice so that they have the precautions. Maybe I am a finance manager. I can provide a good financing advices to my neighbors. Maybe I am in the first aid, or like in a specific field that I think that some of my neighbors, or maybe the neighbors who are living around me, they need this information and they should be aware of this so that they can have these precautions. Therefore, it is necessary to provide that guidance. If I am capable of that, and if I'm not doing that, then obviously I'm not giving the right of my neighbors to them. Therefore, we must be careful, inshallah, and give the rights of the neighbors to them, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.